Hey, that's White House with Save a Little Time for Me on RDU Breakfast. Now I'm chatting with Ariana from Reo Māori Mai. Morena.
Morena.
How are you doing on this fine or not so fine Tuesday morning?
I'm loving it. I struggle in the heat, so I love a little rainy day.
Yes, oh, me too. I just want to stay home, cocooned though, that's the thing.
Yes.
We want to break down some of the news articles that have been gracing media platforms the last wee while. And one we simply could not ignore, this Airbnb listing in Christchurch with the most racist demands for guests I've seen. So when you first saw this, what was your immediate reaction?
A little bit of, well, I guess I wasn't surprised. And I guess something that I've seen it come out of America, this offering that when people, in America they're talking about when people who are not black are surprised by the verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, that in and of itself, that surprise is indicative of how out of touch people are with the reality of others.
Yeah.
100%. And so if you see articles like that in New Zealand and you're surprised by it, I would be really curious about why you're surprised. Why are these things new or foreign or unexpected to you? Because when I saw it, it was kind of like a, oh no.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially knowing, and I'm not sure how, I'm still processing this, because I don't want it to be like a All Lives Matter kind of thing. I do know a lot of really great people in Christchurch who are doing a lot of anti-racism work. And they don't get airtime.
No, they don't. And then this does.
Yeah, and it gets so much airtime and it goes everywhere. And then people who are not from Ōtautahi go, oh yeah, typical Christchurch. And it's like, it's typical New Zealand, actually. And there's good people throughout all of Aotearoa doing really amazing anti-racism work, Māori and non-Māori, and I just think, can we give some voice to that, but while also acknowledging that this horrific thing is still happening.
For sure. I think it's such a privilege to be able to distance yourself or be surprised by this sort of content, and people need to realise this. I feel like there's a story like this every month or something. You know, it's just ridiculous. So then you
get the things of like, this is not us.
Yes, exactly.
And it's like, actually it is. And until we start confronting the casual racism, you know, the person in the workplace who's making a kind of poorly veiled racist joke, it's a bit stereotypical, it's a bit like punching down, it's a bit lowest common denominator. Until we start calling that out, then people who are doing this kind of really blatant stuff, they just have a lot more room to do it.
For sure. I feel like this last year, just they've all come out the woodwork. Why? Suddenly there's this just an allowance they feel to say all this stuff so outwardly. I don't know how the rhetoric has just, you know, bubbled above the surface now. What would you say to that?
I think New Zealand follows a little bit behind America in terms of culture. And if I look at how emboldened the alt-right are in America, and then kind of the ombre effect of that, you know, so yes. You've got the ones who are just like an AK-47 shooting people, and then you've got people who just feel like they can attack people in public verbally, you know, so I think across that spectrum, people have been feeling a lot more safe.
Yeah,
you know, and they've got some mates, and social media does that thing where it will show you what you want to see, so they'll be seeing other people doing this globally and be like, yeah, see, we're not the only ones. And then here in Aotearoa, you know, and we've also got, you know, the whole anti-government, anti-Jacinda, anti-mandate, which is all rooted in white supremacy. Well, not the anti-government or anti-Jacinda, but the anti-vaccine stuff. I think Anna McAllister's been doing some, and others have been doing some research into the people that sit behind the anti-vaccine movement. And for us here, you know, we've got Kyle Chapman.
Oh.
Kyle Chapman, who's a white supremacist who firebombed Marae. And he is one of the lead organisers of the freedom, and I'm using freedom, freedom. In inverted commas, movement.
Wow.
So, jeez. You know, these people don't actually want Māori to exist.
No.
Let alone thrive. So
disgraceful.
It's kind of frustrating time.
Yeah, oh, for sure. We're short on time. We were going to chat about, indeed, all those protests and stuff. But as you say, these rhetorics, they're so blurred with each other. But at the end of the day, I feel like they're all uprooted in, rooted in white supremacy. I agree with you. It's
yeah.
Ridiculous.
Can I do just a real quick one on the, like, people travelling, if you're making travel plans?
Go ahead, yeah.
The vaccine rollout was racist. I'm just going to put it out there.
Full stop, yep.
the age brackets that the government did it in had a disproportionate effect on locking Māori out of getting early access to vaccines. And since September, when all ages were able to be vaccinated, the daily rates for Māori getting the vaccine have been the highest, proportionately.
Wow, there you go.
But because we started on the back foot, we're playing catch up.
Mm.
And so I just encourage people when they're thinking about what summer might look like to check a Māori vaccination rate map and maybe not go to the places where our whānau are still really vulnerable because, you know, it's going to have a disproportionate impact on us, and it's something that I'm really worried about.
Yeah.
Listening to Māori health experts, I'm really worried about it.
Me too. Yes, as you say those words, me too. Wow. I'm astounded. The amount of truth bombs you have dropped in the last 5-10 minutes of chat, it is amazing. Ariana, what is All Good Things Rea Māori Mai right now, and where can people go to get contact you, get involved, see all your stuff?
Yes. We are on the social medias at Rea Māori Mai. We've got a website, reamaorimai.co.nz. We've got some things you can buy if you do that Christmassy thing. This week, going to be launching a koha campaign to try and take some koha over to Taipotini, the west coast where I'm from. So if people want to give back, that's an opportunity to do that. So keep an eye on our socials. It'll all be there.
Amazing. Thank you so much again, Ariana. It's always a pleasure. I love these korero. So yes, thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Ka kite.
The song.